The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Monday, the 4th of February, 2019. On the podcast today, I have Neil Ricketts, Chief Executive Officer of Vasarion VRS, just ticker there, and Neil talks about the progress they're making on their many Chinese MOUs. I also have two lists for you, the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most liked RNSs too. By the way, you can see top 10 versions of these lists at the homepage of voxmarkets.co.uk, where you'll see lots more content. In fact, you'll see a video there, My Stocks for 2019, Frontier IP Group wins £1.2 million in funding, Gfinity, something about that gaming company there called Gfinity, ticker there, something about Arc Materials, the Morning View from SP Angel. Plenty there to look at. All right, check it out. That's voxmarkets.co.uk.
Tired of using different sites to research companies? Vox Markets aggregates key financial details, pricing data, and company news into one place. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Ricketts, Chief Executive Officer of Vasarion. That's VRS ticker. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. Seems like a long time since the last time we spoke.
Yes, well, considering you sort of release once, twice a week almost news, but we haven't spoken for, before Christmas, so happy New Year, and you come up with a China update, which I know is a very exciting part of the business, and when you first released the first RNS in relation to this, the share price, you know, went on a bit of a run. So we'll get into that in a bit. Before we do, let's say someone's just started investing in the new year, and they're looking at all different sources, they're checking out this podcast, and they've not heard you before. Just briefly describe Vasarion, please, Neil, if you could.
Okay, so Vasarion is a materials company. It's got fantastic links with the University of Manchester and the University of Cambridge. And one of the things that we're doing is exploiting this new technology, which is two-dimensional materials and especially graphene.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, especially graphene. That's the exciting part of the business. Everyone has heard about the hype of and the hope of that graphene can transform so many industries, and that's why it's exciting. So take us through the China update. Maybe do a bit of backstory of what happened and where you started there, and then go into what's happened and what's developed since, if you could, Neil.
Yeah, sure. So we're kind of spread all out over January. People are wondering what's going on. In the last 2 weeks, I've had meetings with the Chinese ambassador, the Korean ambassador, and tomorrow we'll be meeting part of the royal family. So our profile is really high. People are really excited about the opportunities that we can bring as part of these kind of joint ventures that we've been describing, and the technology transfer, and this new material supply. So been a very, very exciting time. We've had one team in Europe looking at production equipment for the scale-up. We've had another team out in China. And then we've had another team out in Japan. So, you know, lots going on, lots of coordinating, lots of activity going on. And then today we've obviously put out this this piece of news, which in itself is probably about three or four different stories, to be honest.
Yeah, I was going to say, to take us into the detail of here, and we're going to, because I know some people are sort of almost skeptical of China. So take us through what's the progress you're making there and what's new here.
So we've got a very cautious approach towards China, and obviously, you know, there have been some difficulties for people entering into that market. So what we've done as a company is to make sure we're in the very best possible position. We have the right advisors, we have the right government links, we have the support of the embassy in China, we have the support of the Chinese embassy in London, and we have the support of these two government secondees, which are making our life a lot easier. So for a small company, it's very, very difficult to deal in China. You know, the scale is quite unprecedented. You know, we're dealing with organizations that can have, you know, over 150,000 employees. You know, these are very large entities. Mm-hmm. And because of the way that China works, you know, there's a very, very strong government link. And that's why it's important to have provincial government on the side to make sure that any expansion plans are, you know, are well supported. but also to have their central government and how central government links as well. You know, we're trying to protect the IP, we're trying to make sure we operate within the rules of China, which are quite different. You know, the culture is very, very different to what we have in the UK. And so we've kind of spent a year making sure we have all of these things in place. The team went out to China. We sent Roberto from Nanomat to talk about batteries and supercapacitors. We sent Steve Hodge to talk about graphene inks and nanine. Chris was there to make sure that any of the financial and legal due diligence was done in his role as both the CFO and company secretary. And then, of course, we had a couple of representatives from government as well. So not only did we have, you know, the guys working for us, but then we had additional people as well. So quite a big delegation, and the guys, you know, I'm not expecting too much out of the guys this week because they're absolutely knackered. They covered, you know, thousands of kilometers on the bullet train getting to the different regions and provinces that they had to get to. A lot of the Chinese provinces came to them, which is again almost unheard of, but facilitated by the big government links. So yeah, really great.
Yeah, and so when will you? I mean, what's the next stage here? I mean, you've got these MOUs in place. What is the next stage here? And how far away will you be from, say, you know, generating some decent revenue from these MOUs?
So these are big opportunities. They need to go through the same process. So the collaborations, the MOUs, the testing, making sure that everything is in place, making sure that we've got one of the real tells in this RNS, which probably hasn't been picked up by a lot of people, is that this has been independently tested by the Chinese National Graphene Product Quality Supervision and Inspection Center.
Wow.
Which sounds like a big title, but actually what they're doing is, you know, the Chinese are very, very skeptical now. They've had a lot of profiteering on the back of, you know, what we would call substandard graphene. And now there's a big push to actually, now they've got excited about it, to get, you know, proper graphene. So everything that's going on has to be validated and verified. And that's a very difficult process because, as I said before, there's a lot of cultural difference between what goes on in the UK and what goes on in say, China. So the Chinese have their own laboratory, very similar to our laboratories that we have here, like the National Physics Laboratory that has a good link. And they've independently tested it, and they've proven that that it meets their criteria, which is a massive cornerstone in any kind of negotiation that you're having.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're quite excited there. And where are we, you know, in general with graphene? Because I know the issue was, I mean, most people, you know, accept that it's got so many, you know, great qualities that it can affect positively most industries. But isn't it just the amount that can be produced at high quality? So where are we on that production? I mean, at what level can we produce that to?
So we're developing prototype factories in Cheltenham. So we have currently three different levels. We have a laboratory scale, we have a medium scale, and then we have our highest capacity at the moment, which is about 3 tons per annum from a single cell. You know, so we've developed these kind of factories in a container so that we can ship these around. The guys are working on that. They're getting to the stage where they can develop that capacity very quickly. So if people come to us and they say we want, you know, a joint venture, we want a setup, we've got the floor plans, we've got the equipment, we know exactly what we've got to do. And then obviously the next level on from that is then very, very large volumes, which we're working to develop, and that's why the team were out in Europe this month, or actually last month.
Yeah. And what makes you excited, Neil? What's the thing that makes you excited more than anything?
It's just I think, you know, when you start off, you know, you can imagine two guys in a garage, you know, mm-hmm. we're going to change the world, and everybody, no one believes you, and everybody thinks that, you know, this is all pie in the sky stuff. And then in a very, very short period of time, you know, we've listed the business on the stock exchange, we've developed all of these key links with all of these big manufacturers. And now for me, you know, the excitement comes from not having all our eggs in one basket, not having one product, not having one sector, not having one customer. This is multiple products, multiple sectors, multiple customers. And the names are quite staggering. You know, we announced in here that we've got an MOU. With, you know, another MOU signed. This is with one of the large construction companies in China. these kind of opportunities, you know, they don't happen to small companies based in Cheltenham unless there's something really, really special going on behind the scenes. You know, there's no shortage of graphene producers in the world, but these guys hardly slept on their trip to China. They couldn't fit any more in if they wanted to. Yeah. And in fact, you know, you could argue that, you know, maybe they should have stayed for another week, but we've got so much other stuff going on with Japan and Korea and India and America that we're kind of prioritizing and making sure we've got the right opportunities at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And so when you've got all these opportunities happening, and of course, we're still early stage with graphene, but as a business, when do you think hopefully you'll start generating significant revenue from this?
That sounds to me like a forecast, Justin. But you know, we're working on that as quickly as possible. The next milestone for a lot of these contracts, or for a lot of these opportunities, is the contract stage, which we're negotiating. Yeah. So you know, there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. There's a lot of it's almost, you know, like playing a game of poker where the stakes are really, really high. You don't want to give up a really, really good hand. Mm-hmm. But you also, you know, you need to exploit the hand that you've got. So for us, it's all about just hard work. And that's why you didn't hear very much about us in January. We're just getting on with work. We're getting on with the negotiations. The team is absolutely pulling all the stops out, as far as I'm concerned. And so, you know, that's what we're shooting for. We had a very, very full investor day up at the Graphene Engineering Innovation Center. And one of the questions that was asked there, you know, was, you know, what's the next stage? And we said, you know, we're just focused on, you know, five or six really, really good opportunities. The management team themselves are focused on these. It's not to say that's anything that's going on in the business, but the management team, the senior management team, that's myself, Matt, David, Chris, Steve, and the rest of the guys, are focused on getting these orders over the line, because there's some big ones there, and they're not easy to negotiate or to do. So it's just a case of getting on and working hard, I'm afraid.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Neil, well, listen, in summary, if someone's listening to this, likes the sound of the opportunities you've got here, but are not yet following the story, given those three quick reasons again why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Okay, so Vicerion is in one of the most exciting areas possible, advanced materials, which is going to be right at the front of a lot of the new technologies that we talk about, like electric vehicles. It's got the best links that I've ever known in terms of central government, in terms of Innovate UK, the Department of International Trade, and all of these big bodies that can really help leverage this really great product. And the last one is that I'm still the largest shareholder, and as a result, my aims and ambitions are all aligned with those of our long-term holders.
Marvellous stuff, Neil. Good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five. Brave Bison Group. That is one of the companies I hold, top 10. I did a video on this, my stocks 2019. BBSN is ticker there. At four, GCM Resources. That's GCM ticker. At three, 1PM Group, OPM. At two, Oracle Power. I'm not familiar with that company, but it's ORCP. And the most followed company, also one of my top 10, Big Dish. That's DISH. I'm sure you've heard Aiden on the podcast. New CEO just come in, Sanj Nahar. He's quite experienced at TripAdvisor and Book a Table. And it's an app, basically. And it'll be interesting to see how it does. But it's certainly rising today, up 9%. But a big rise today is Bidstack, doing very well, 15.3% up. That was one of my top 10 as well. Okay, top five most liked RNSs are as follows. At five, Angus Energy, Brockenwell test update. Having said that, they're down 23%, so it's probably most read, but it's not most liked. At four, Amerisa Resources, spudding of Calayo 1X CPO5. Okay. At three, Ascent Resources, operational update, down 8% on that. At two, Arc Minerals, significant new targets discovered at Zamzort, up 5% on that, as I'm looking, of course, when you listen to this podcast, it depends on what the price is. And number one, is Vasarin. I've checked Daniil, of course, on the podcast. China update, just as down a smidge. Just half a pence at 1:30. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.